Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. What's on your
Thank you
mind?
for taking my call. I enjoy your program very much, and you're a blessing to a lot of people.
Well,
Now, I'm
thank
an
you.
older person, 87, and I'm not as active as I used to be. I used to raise replacement heifers and stuff like that, and now
All
I'm much
right.
more sedentary. So what I have is a flabby heart. And if I have an option of picking blood pressure medication, is a calcium blocker that relaxes the muscles, and the heart is a muscle. Would there be something else that would be better? Would the angiotensin be better, or maybe even a cardiovascular agent? What do you think?
Well, ma'am, before I get to what I really think, I'll get to the secondary stuff because that's quicker. And that is that calcium channel blockers simply copy what magnesium does in the body in nature. Magnesium is nature's calcium channel blocker. And the problem with many of us who are over 80 is that we haven't been absorbing our magnesium as well. And so the magnesium level inside of each cell, not outside the cell, you can run an outside the cell test called serum magnesium. It'll be low normal, but inside the cell is low. And there are some special techniques called injections, and they're intravenous, to get the intracellular magnesium up. And once the intracellular magnesium goes up, hey, it's nature's calcium channel blocker. Secondly, the other medication you mentioned is a so-called angiotensin inhibitor. And guess what nature uses to inhibit angiotensin? Vitamin D. It works on the very same pathway as all of those ACE inhibitors. And it works actually at the origin of the string of enzymes that the ACE inhibitor inhibits. It works at the origin there. So what I'm saying with those two things, ma'am, is please, 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 please check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can
Yes,
t not
I
only
agree.
tell you those things, but show you how to go about doing them so they're effective for you. Now, one other thing that I think is just as important, ma'am, you mentioned you're over 80. Now, look at, if you have not had your serum testosterone and free testosterone checked, it's almost malpractice, ma'am, because the heart's nothing but a muscle, isn't it? Isn't the heart a muscle? We all know it's a muscle. And as women get older, their testosterone goes down to sometimes zero at age 80, just simply because the ovaries aren't working anymore for the last 40 years here. And since the heart is a muscle, you'd just be so surprised. I don't know why regular doctors haven't thought of this. You'd be so surprised at what testosterone can do for mild and medium cases of heart failure because it helps to re-strengthen that muscle all over again. And is it safe for,
Like Yohimbe would do, maybe?
No, ma'am. It has to be the hormone testosterone, which is made by every woman's ovaries before menopause. It's bioidentical testosterone. So that you also need some help with from a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And you don't have to worry about growing a whiskers and mustache because if it's done properly, ma'am, a woman's body has the natural capability of turning most of the testosterone into estrogen. How do you like that? Yeah. So only a little bit of the testosterone stays behind, but the woman's body knows how much it needs to keep behind, which is a lot less than men, but enough to support that woman's muscles. And that's so important when the heart is a big old muscle. So please check in with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, ma'am.
Yes, I sent my son to you years ago and you saved his life.
Oh,
I
my.
was very grateful for that. Very, very grateful for that. Because they were going to remove all his lymphatic glands. And
Oi.
because he had swelling. And he had some kind of a bug that he picked up, and he had high temperatures. And they were going to remove the glands off his chest, under his arms, and his gonads, everything, in order to save his life. And I took him to you, and you said, "Oh no, the surgery would be successful, but your son will be dead."
Oh my.
And you gave him the things that are made from natural products, like what you were talking about earlier, but something similar, and you saved his life. Thank you. Well, okay, so it's like magnesium that's supposed to be in the cell,
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
an injection, so I probably have to go see your physician then. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for calling, ma'am, and thank you for letting me know what happened with your son. Thank you.
Yeah, you saved his life. You definitely did, yes.